Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I'm your host, Dalton, but today I'm going to be handing over the show to my co-host, Avery.
Hello. So today we are going to be bringing on Aiden. You've seen him a couple times before. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello.
And we're also bringing on a new guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Bella from Carpentry.
Yippee. So today we're going to look at a little bit of some sort of how shops can either like help their communities or stuff. But can we get into like some basic questions first? So first of all, like, what got you into carpentry? Like,
My dad and my grandpa have been in carpentry my entire life. So I've been around it my entire life. And I'll be honest, when I first joined the school, I really thought, oh, I'm going to be in cosmetology. And then I went into cosmetology. I'm like, this is not for me. And then when I walked into the carpentry shop, I'm like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my high school career. So
awesome. So you mentioned like cosmetology, and it's like, that's like a very generally stereotypically like female dominated space. So is it like interesting, like being like, I didn't want to do this, and then really enjoying a stereotypically male dominated space? Is that like weird for you or anything like that?
It was kind of weird at first because I'm like, there are so many guys here. Like, I never really get female interaction. But then I'm like, well, this is how it's going to be if I get into this field for the rest of my life. So I really got to get used to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Sounds about right. So, like, just a more general question. Like, how do you guys think that, like, shops can really help their community and help Taconic more? So, like, let's start with you, Dalton. How do you feel about that?
I'm not entirely sure, but I feel like some of the shops don't work together as much as they should. Like, carpentry is definitely one of the ones that probably helps out a lot more because
there are
a lot of things that have to be built, especially for like plays and stuff. But I feel like some of the other shops could help each other a bit more.
I feel like one of the major shops that the rest of Taconic does not work with enough, or like, does not utilize them as well as they could be, is cosmetology.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I think theater uses it sometimes for plays, for certain, like, makeup jobs. But I feel like other places, especially, like, video production, could use it.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely that's one of the more underutilized.
Well, I mean, we did have one of our anchors go down there this week.
So. I just think, especially for certain things, there could be a lot more use for them and they could get a lot more traction from that. Because, I mean, it's also one of the most popular shops.
Yeah.
So why not utilize that popularity to then go out and disperse it more throughout the school? I mean, I don't know. I could be completely lying. I could be lying on live radio. But I just feel like they don't get utilized. I think they're underutilized.
There's also not really a lot of shops that really need, like,
I mean, yeah, but that. I mean, there's video production, there's theater.
It's kind of just us in theater.
I mean, still, but video production and theater, we get out there.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, most of the other shops, or not, maybe not most, but a lot of the other shops are, like, using your hands a lot and having, like, makeup and stuff on is not going to be good if you're, like, working and sweating all day.
Yeah.
We sort of just oversee the community. That's really how we help it. We work with them.
Yeah.
It's a very symbiotic relationship. We, like you, Bella, we go out, we get you from, like, carpentry, and we talk, we hear these stories about your shop. And on, like, the topic of, like, working with our shops, like, what's been your experience if you've worked with any shops?
We tend to just make stuff for other shops. Like, we made a few shelving things for, I think, the auto shops. I might be wrong on that. I know we're building something near horticulture, but it's not for horticulture. But, like, alongside that, we're very helpful. We can make shelves, stuff like that. Like, we've been making sheds. We've been making sheds. Mm-hmm. We've made two sheds so far, one for theater and then one for us over by horticulture, which is going to benefit us in the long run. Not so much them. I don't think they're a huge fan of us taking up a little bit of their land, but
they absolutely hate us. They're just
not big fan. Not a big fan.
Not a big fan. Not a big fan.
But yeah.
Small fan.
I feel that we're also learning about wood and trees, which I feel we're probably going to have to be, like, talking to horticulture at some point, because I'm pretty sure they know stuff about, like, trees and stuff.
So you think that, like, relationship between carpentry and horticulture could build, like, when in, like, the topic of, like, wood and trees comes up and, like...
Yeah, because currently we are learning stuff. We're learning the difference of softwoods and hardwoods, the sapwood and the heartwood. I promise I said different words. It doesn't really sound like it, but I did say different words. And we're learning the difference between, like, oak and...
spruce?
Yeah, spruce. That's what I was looking for. And stuff like that. We're learning about the different types of wood and how to, like, tell the difference between the woods.
You grow it and we murder it in cold blood.
Ooh.
That sounds like a good collaboration between horticulture and carpentry.
Yep.
They grow the trees.
And they murder them.
Mm-hmm.
The Lorax is not pleased with you today.
I don't care.
Actually, speaking of trees, we work very closely with the DCR, if you know what that is.
I don't.
The DCR are the people who basically manage the different forests. Like, if my brain would work, October Mountain. And the State Forest, they manage those kinds of things. They manage most of Massachusetts. I believe they manage all of Massachusetts forests. And they give us wood and stuff. And we're also directly working with them in the community currently because we are currently making picnic tables for them. So that'll be inside of their parks, which we'll be able to go and see at some point, which is pretty cool.
Oh, so you're not just working within, like, the school as a community. You're working with even people outside the community. If you have any other, like, stories or connections about that, if you could elaborate.
I'm pretty sure we're just helping build stuff. We can work with anyone that's nonprofit.
Okay. That makes sense. I know you mentioned, like, a little while back there that you've worked with, like, theater to build, like, a shed for them and build sets and stuff. I also know that you are in some of these plays. So how's it, like, working on some of the sets and equipment for it while also being in the shows?
So I've only built one set so far because we are currently, you know, I've only done a few shows. Mm-hmm. But I've only built one set, and that was the set for Clue, which was really cool. It was a really cool set, and it was really cool to build. And you just know so much more about how stable it is, and you know how things on the set work more, like the doors and stuff, which is really cool. Also, when you have to move pieces, you are taught more how to, like, actually move them to make it, like, more safe for you to be able to move them. Like, you know how to move, like, large pieces of wood without getting hurt, which not a lot of people in theater know. So that is really helpful.
Would you think that, like, a lot of these experiences with working, like, with other community members has, like, helped you learn a lot more about your shop and about your profession?
Yeah, I think it really has, because we've met a lot of people who are also in construction, and they told us about, like, the different things that they've done and where they went with the career, and it's really cool to hear about.
So it sounds like you formed a lot of connections through working with other people. Do you think that this is an important part of working in the community more?
Yes, it's a huge part in working with our community. Like, bringing up DCR again, they give us a lot of wood to work with, which is really cool. And they also taught us, like, how 2x4s are made and stuff like that. And it's so cool to be able to see people working in the community and being able to build those connections because they are so important for carpentry.
Okay, so it sounds like a big part of carpentry is the connections. That's really good to hear because in our shop, we obviously work with a lot of people to get all this news out and get all this coverage out and learn more about our techniques. If I were to trade it off more to, like, Aiden or Dalton, is there anything you think, like, the connections that you've gained have helped you learn anything for our shop?
Our connection to other shops?
Yeah, our connection to other shops. Would you say that has helped us gather any more information or learn anything new, at least in the process of, like, interviewing or, like, what we're doing right now?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. I can't, like, specifically pick one out. I do think working with other shops definitely helps us get more used to doing, like, talking to other shops and asking more clarifying questions to get more personalized questions to the shops, especially when we're interviewing them, like, for shop talk. Like what Kira does for shop talk when she does other shops or shops that work with other shops specifically, like shops that have, like such as horticulture, who might have connections to carpentry. Whenever has Shop Talk done carpentry yet? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
They did an interview on the teacher, though. They did not do an interview on horticulture exactly. For the flashback one.
Oh, for Forward to the Past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think when Shop Talk comes around to horticulture or carpentry, I think having the connection between the two of them could help the two interviews.
Maybe we should tell them to get on that better. Then.
Yeah.
A lot of people,
go do carpentry. Go
a lot
do
of people tell me to do carpentry. I swear every time I'm like talking about
we
friends
don't
and
even
other
do Shop Talk.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like our job.
Yeah. I'm talking to another friend in class. They're like, hey, can you put me on Takana TV? I'm like, I don't handle Shop Talk. I'm sorry.
We don't do Shop Talk. No. We do stupid laws.
No, we don't do sharp talk. We don't do Shop Talk.
Yeah.
We do stupid weird laws like these pages I have here of you can't frighten a pigeon in Massachusetts or else you die.
You need a goatee license.
Yeah.
You gotta be arrested.
Goatee license.
Yeah. If you eat peanuts in church, you go to prison for a year.
Gorillas
you
can't
dare be
in
hungry.
The backseat of a car.
Yes.
We're going on a tangent. Yeah.
You dare be hungry, die.
So,
sorry.
Dalton, what's your whole opinion on this? Shops working in the community. Have you learned anything from working with more people?
I definitely have learned some things about the other shops. If you ask me to name them, I will blank out, but I have definitely learned a good couple things about some of the other shops, like how they function a bit.
Yeah.
Do you think that any skills that you guys have learned in your shops and especially with the focus of communicating with other shops have helped you in your own personal life or helped personal skills? Do you want to start with you, Dalton, again?
Since we have to edit video packages for the show, I've definitely learned a good couple things about editing and how to get the good place to download things and stuff like that. And it's definitely helped trying.
Yeah, you were the one who found our really good YouTube to MP3 and MP4 converter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was you. You found the one that doesn't try to just steal everything from us.
Yeah, and especially in shop, I've made a good couple personal things for myself. There's just random things that I wanted.
Being able to edit should be a crime because you can just edit the stupidest things.
You should take this away from me. I should not be trusted.
You should not have
this
power.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I think that went to show with your video package from
my video
from the
package
Thunder Report.
Was awesome, and you will.
I'm not saying it wasn't.
That.
I'm just saying
I got a teacher to laugh.
Yeah. You're the one editing it, and it's just the goofiest thing ever.
I put the Minecraft eating sound in there.
Yeah.
I should not be allowed to free reign.
Yeah.
What about you, Aiden? Do you think you have, learned any personal skills?
I think a lot of the personal takeaways from seeing new shops is, and even in our shop, I mean, we've talked about this before, the career pathways that you can see. Mm-hmm. Even from just exploratory, getting that little bit of knowledge, the freshmen right now are getting so much knowledge, and that's allowing them to see where they want to go for the next 10, 20, even 30 years of their life. Just going through seeing all their options, and maybe one clicks, and all of a sudden they're, I know what I want to do with my career. I want to know where I want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky.
I mean, especially from talking to other people, my little sister, I remember when she's a freshman, when she was going through all of her shop list, she was finally in her shop. She was like, I like this one, this one, this one. There was no shop she didn't love. And I thought that was super engaging as somebody who struggled to really find my place until going into video production.
That is a great thing, though.
I think it's a beautiful thing that she loved all of these different shops.
And that goes to show that all these shops are doing what they should be doing right.
Mm-hmm.
We should be singing the praises of more of these shops then, because there are people that are going in and loving all of them.
Yeah.
That means that they're obviously doing something right, and that should be a cause for celebration and singing their praises, because if people are going in and they're not finding things they don't like about the shops, and they're finding things they love about all of the shops, that is a great thing. That's great for Taconic, that's great for our district, because then other schools might be more inclined to start thinking into vocational options. That's great for the students because now we're finding careers, we're finding things we can do later in life, and we're making the connections possibly necessary to do so. I think that might go overlooked, and I really think it shouldn't. I think that's an overlooked thing or not as overlooked as other things, but I think it is a little more overlooked than it should be. Mm-hmm. I think it should definitely have more publicity, and it doesn't have, I would say, as much as it should. I think that's definitely something we should keep going. Like, have the shops make people want to be there and make people have to genuinely consider which they should go with, because there's so many different options one person can take. And, I mean, most of the time, you kind of have to go with one or else you're stuck working 3 9-to-5s. But using... Yeah. Having all these shops at your disposal is such a good tool. This school is such a good tool for opening career paths. Like, even the most, like, business tech, like, one of the more, I'd say not as popular shops, that is one of the ones that has possibly the most paths, because knowing business, you can go almost anywhere with that.
Agreed.
Having business knowledge, you can go pretty much anywhere you want, and if they need someone with business knowledge, you're going to get there, and you're going to be the one that they need, instead of you needing the job. No, now the job needs you. And I think that's a good thing that vocational schools give. They give you the knowledge that instead of you needing the job needs you. Mm-hmm. I think that's something also that maybe goes overlooked when it really shouldn't, because that's something you want. You don't want the job. You don't want to have the feeling that you are requiring the job. You want to have the feeling that the job needs you.
Agreed.
Because when you're going for an interview, if you make the job want you, you have it. You have it pretty much down locked. But if you want to make them, like, what you don't want is when a job feels like it's a burden. I don't want to say that, but like when it feels like
you ever want your job to feel the like job, it's a job.
Yeah. You don't want the job to feel like they're taking on an extra weight just to have you on the team. You want the corporation, whatever you're working for, you want them to feel like they are getting leagues ahead because of you.
You're not getting something, they're getting something.
Yes. Like, it's more of an even split. You're getting something, they're getting something. You don't want it to just be they're getting nothing and you're getting something, or you're getting nothing and they're getting something. You want both parties to get something for...
You want it to be like a symbiotic relationship, yes, between you and your job.
Yes. That's where I'm trying to go with that.
Yeah. What about you, Bella? Have you seen, like, any, like, personal skills gained through it, or, like, any career paths that you want to, like, pursue through carpentry?
I've learned way more how to ask for help and how to, like, genuinely, like, talk to the people I'm working with.
That's
way
a really good
better
skill to have.
Because I can't believe I didn't even mention that. I cannot believe I didn't mention that.
Sit down, buddy. You had your talking time. Yeah.
Anyways, along the side of career paths, I've looked into construction engineering, which makes a lot of money. And it also, it's more the people who, like, actually make out the plans for what's going to happen. And I've also looked into becoming a contractor for myself, mm-hmm, like my own business, which would involve me going to business school after this, which I think would be a really cool plan. Mm-hmm. And like having a successful contracting business, especially as a woman, mm-hmm, would be really beneficial. And it would also, I think it would really help point younger girls, mm-hmm, into that profession, like seeing that people who are like them have been able to succeed in things like this. I believe that, like, construction shouldn't be something that when you think of it, you think of a guy. I think you should also think of the females in the trade too, because there are so many who do such great work. But they're normally not thought of right away because of the guys, mm-hmm, who have been in it for centuries.
So it seems like with your career, you really want to make even like a social push and try to like break gender barriers.
And, yeah, break the gender barrier
and show people more things. So it seems like not only do you have like obviously your own business goals to be like, I want to do this so that I can obviously like make money and live. But it seems like you want to do even more with your career. Would that be true?
Yes, it's very true. I very much want to I very much want to push other females into this profession because it is so rewarding. And I know there's so many people out there who are probably like, I really want to be in carpentry because it's something I really like, but I don't feel like I can do it because it's such a guy-dominated field and you don't feel like you're strong enough. I didn't feel like I was strong enough when I first started in carpentry. But over time, I've realized I can do just as much as the guys do, even if I do need help sometimes. I am just as strong, I am just as capable as any of the guys in my shop.
Mm. That's a really good point you're making.
Now, I think it's about time for a break. And we're back.
Hello, I am Avery, and I'm here to reintroduce.
Hello, I'm Aiden.
Hi, I'm Bella.
All right, and I think the first question that we're going to go with is, what is it like as a sophomore, where are you hoping to learn, or where do you want to go in your later years of your shop?
I want to go into more house building. Next year, I really want to go into co-op and work somewhere. Preferably somewhere. I just don't want to be in the school to learn what I want to learn. I want to actually build houses, and it would be really great if I could, like, help the less fortunate with building houses and stuff like that. And, like, I wouldn't mind doing, like, fixing things, like putting a door up or fixing a window or fixing a hole in a wall. I don't mind doing all that as long as I learn it. And money and money, money, you know?
Money, like money, money.
Like
cha-ching.
Cha-ching. So, yeah, that's really what I want to do. I really want to go into, like, more house building, working in actual houses.
How about you, Dalton?
Huh?
How about you, Dalton? How do you?
Oh.
what do you want to learn more video production in the coming years?
Probably how to do things other than just, like, switch the cameras.
You want to learn more about, like, other positions rather than tech directing?
Yeah, because I really only know how to, like, yell at people.
Press three buttons.
Yeah, and then just press the buttons.
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Aiden?
Yeah, I think I want to do. I think I also want to just get into more roles, but I think honestly, I don't really want to go into co-op. I'm not sure exactly why, but I think just I think I would prefer this studio environment. Than to possible others. I mean, I'm not trying to bash
You can't go
studios.
Into the real world.
No, you shut your mouth.
Shut.
I don't want to like bash any local studios, but I think I prefer this maybe because of just the time I've spent here already. I think that might be a factor
very
in it. Just
it's very
yeah.
Cozy. So I've heard that you guys are like building a shed near horticulture. How's that going?
Yeah, we are building a shed. It's going really well so far. So. At first, the juniors were the ones that kind of, like, framed everything, and now we're putting on, like, our siding, we're putting up our roof, and all that kind of stuff, and it's a really good learning opportunity to learn how to actually, like, put up a roof and how to actually, like, side things, and this will be our storage shed for when we work over there, because I believe at some point we're going to be actually building over there. Like, so that we can actually put roofs on buildings. Because we can't exactly do that in the shop because the roof's a little too low. And I don't think we can, like, actually put a kid that high up in the shop because of safety concerns.
Safety.
Are they OSHA certified? Is the ladder...
Or yeah, is the ladder OSHA certified?
We are all OSHA certified.
Does the ladder have its OSHA certification?
We are all OSHA certified.
Well, I mean, if the ladder is, like, connected by a...
Our ladders are safe, I promise.
Okay, I believe you. Okay, I believe you.
I mean, it shouldn't be a problem. I don't know.
We are not allowed to put students that high up in a building.
How high is it?
Okay.
A roof?
No, I mean, you said in a building. How high would that area be?
Like 20 feet?
I think you're not allowed to be like 6 feet off the ground.
Okay.
Inside of a building.
That's way lower than I thought.
Or something of the sort. 6 feet or higher, I think. You're not allowed to be inside of a building. Like, I can use a step ladder. In my shop, safely because I'm OSHA certified.
Yeah, OSHA certified.
As the little
OSHA
card
certification.
In my wallet.
OSHA certification.
Woo. OSHA certification.
Next step,
was
forklift
very...
certification.
That's my one goal after
yes.
high school.
Shush. Yes,
I think I'm gonna do that too, actually. But everyone in my shop is OSHA certified. We had to be OSHA certified within the first couple weeks of starting, which is why I was done 2 days later. I was the first one done, and I was still 14 at the time. So I was the youngest in my class to get OSHA certified, and I was the first female in my shop to get OSHA certified, and I was the first to get OSHA certified in my shop.
Awesome thought.
Yeah, I brag about it a lot.
I got OSHA certified.
And the guys are like, you're so... I'm like, I'm just better. It's just a fact.
That's
I'm just better.
That's kind of meanie behavior.
I'm just kidding. I love my shop. I love the guy. I don't love the guys in my shop, but I tolerate them. Obviously, I don't love them. That'd be weird.
Okay, so another question we have is like, how do you think you could help the community, not just in Taconic, but like even more broader range, like the Berkshires and stuff? Like, how would you want to engage with
the community?
Yeah,
we can help build things for nonprofits. If they're not making money off of it, we can build something for them.
Not just even in relation to your shop, but like even more just like yourself and like what you want to do.
I'm building a chicken coop with my dad.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah. But I can, with what I've learned, I can build things. Like I know how to safely use tools. I know how to safely climb a ladder. I know how to get myself into a harness to go onto the roof, which I did yesterday. That was pretty cool. I know how to stay safe on a job site. And I can go on a job site with my OSHA. Not that I'm going to, because I am not 18. Mm-hmm. And I believe you have to be a little older than I currently am to be able to go on a job site. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, I know how to clean up after myself, which is cool. Because that's very important for being, like, actually on job sites. You have to learn how to clean up after yourself and how to actually take care of your tools, which we have learned by our tool belts, which we are completely and utterly responsible for. Wink, wink.
So you mentioned like job sites require like some regulations or like personal skills. Would you say that that's like something a lot of people should learn about? Like maybe even their shops that aren't like carpentry or any like career paths they want to know is like
I think
learning more about their job sites and regulations.
I think everyone should know, like, how to properly be on a job site. I think it's very important because some people think they can be messy, like they can in their shop, and just clean it up after. But in the real world, if you have a messy job site, you can get in trouble for that, depending on your job. Like, in carpentry, we can't have wood scraps on the floor. We can't have cords running everywhere. We can't have water on the floor. We can't have oil on the floor because that can really injure somebody, you know?
And not OSHA regulated.
Not OSHA. OSHA would very much frowned upon. But we also, like, we learn how to put on harnesses, which is something very important. We know how to set up what we use for our harnesses. We learn how to clear off snow. We learn how to clear off ice from our buildings, which we are learning with our shed, which we have newly cleaned off, and we have newly start to rebuild on it because it's been so cold outside. Like, I think
shiver me timbers.
Just last shop week, we went out there and we shoveled off the building, and then we were out there all week, and we were out there all week this week, which has also taught us to properly prepare for the weather. Like, to remind us to bring our gloves, to bring our jackets if they're needed. Just genuinely learning how to properly take care of yourself, especially when it comes to it being really cold outside. Which I did not do properly yesterday because I had a sweatshirt on when I was definitely supposed to have a jacket on because it was so cold.
So do you think that overall these experiences have helped you learn a lot more, like, discipline skills, or is it...
Very much. Especially with my tool belt, because everyone... We tend, if we need something and we're, like, on the roof or something, we'll just grab a random tool. But, like, normally you ask the person first because you have to ask the person first because it's, like, it's their tool. You have to ask. And then after that, you learn that you, like, have to figure out where it is and you have to bring it back to yourself. And it's really important to do that because in the real world, people will not just hand you back your tools. You have to ask for them back. And in my shop, normally you also have to ask for them back. They're not just going to hand it back to you, especially if they think they're still going to have to use it, you know? And also we have to share our tools really regularly and we've learned how to use tools while not in the shop. Like, we can't use our miter saw and we can't bring our table saw outside, but we can bring a circular saw, which we've learned a lot better how to use since we're outside, which was also, we used it a lot in the theater too. That really helped. We would use them in the theater, and then we'd have to learn how to really pick up after ourselves because people would have to like walk and dance and stuff on the stage. So you can't exactly have sawdust on the stage or like pieces of wood just sitting out, which really helped us learn how to clean up after ourselves.
So like for my last question, I would like to see, like, is there any shops that you'd like to work with more or like to work with in general in the future?
I would love to work with electrical or horticulture. We have not worked with either of them a lot, but I think we could really help horticulture with like making plant beds or like stuff like that. Or even with like, we've learned how to like kind of like draw out blueprints. Like if we could just draw out like blueprints and then we could have them like plan out what they would put around the house, you know? That would be really cool, and I think that would really help all of us, like, learning more of, like, how our jobs will actually benefit each other. Along with electrical, we have not worked with electrical yet, and also I think it would be really helpful to, like, see how our jobs would actually, like, coincide with each other, you know?
Agreed.
I think it's very important that we work with those two shops.
All right, well, that'll do it for this week on Up on Taconic. We would like to thank our listeners on WTBR 89.7 FM and for streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox. For more about what's going on here at Taconic, take a look at our weekly TV show, The Thunder Report. This show comes out every Friday and is available on youtube.com/TaconicTV. Feel free to reach out to us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you'll join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in March of 2025.